Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to bring our good friend Bill Brandt back on the show. Bill is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, now more than 11 years. He's CEO and president of Development Specialist, Inc., DSI.biz is his website. And Bill joins us to talk to us about a number of different things. He's kind of, I called him a Renaissance man earlier. I think he lives up to that. I'm going to ask him if he plays an instrument. That'll cinch the deal. But this guy's an international businessman, and he's a problem solver extraordinaire, and a lot of people are interested in his counsel, and we're very fortunate to have him available to us. Bill Brandt, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim. Glad to be here, as always.
Do you play an instrument, a musical instrument?
I do. I play the Wurlitzer jukebox. It's a complicated instrument. Those of you, I mean, obviously, some of your audience may not remember this. It's like a mandolin. It's no longer played in current company. You know.
Right, right. You you have to know how to put the nickel in just right, right?
Well, it's all body English, as you know.
Exactly.
It does require some education because right. You have to mix alphabet and numbers together,
right?
As you recall, yeah.
hey, Bill, thanks again for hanging out with us. Listen, I want to get into a topic that you and I talked about off air, actually, about a month ago, and that is the Detroit bankruptcy. I'd like for you to give the this is your world. I mean, you help people work out of situations like this. You work with banks. You work with bank customers. You work with countries who are trying to deal with this kind of thing. So this is your wheelhouse, basically, what's going on in Detroit. Tell the audience what you think is really going on there.
Well, you know, for 6 years, I'm in my third term as chair of the Illinois Finance Authority by gubernatorial appointment. Little known to me, when I was appointed back in the last part of the last decade, I was in charge of Illinois governmental insolvencies, which sort of fit in my wheelhouse because I do restructurings. Long mm-hmm. before the world was falling apart in that issue, I was dealing with East St. Louis and others, and I serve as a facilitator in the Altoona, Pennsylvania restructuring, and I've been involved in a number of others in California. I hear these predictions that the world is about to end, and every municipality you know, including the one you live in, is about to file bankruptcy, and it's just not true. There are some really extreme cases in this country where events have driven municipalities and governmental units to insolvency. Detroit is one. Jefferson County, Alabama, with a sewer system fraud. San Bernardino,
so you're
California.
Let me make sure I understand this. You're saying that rather than systemic, structural, fiscal collapse, you're saying this is a one-off. This is
yes.
something that happened because of an event in the Birmingham Jefferson County thing. It was because of the sewer system fraud in Detroit. It is because of
a loss of 2/3 of the population over the last 50 years. And to be honest with you, and I'll be blunt about it, the tremendous racial polarization and enmity between what I would call white Michigan. The state is 80% white, and mm-hmm. Detroit, which is 83% black, and they've simply never overcome that racial issue. They need to.
Hmm.
That's but these are
interesting.
It's a metropolitan issue. There are certainly a lot of municipalities, Jim, that need to get their financial house in order. But that is not to say that there's going to be this stream of municipal bankruptcies.
But
these
that's
are
the reason why you're
deals.
Not. You're saying that that we shouldn't look around and see Phoenix and Sacramento and et cetera being the next ones. But I'm going to push back on you a little bit on the one-off thing for Detroit. Detroit, in my opinion, is not a one-off thing. And you're the expert on this, Bill, but you and I both know that every time the UAW got a raise, the local politicians, the local government employees got raises commensurate with that. That's been happening for decades, and I don't think that's an event thing. I think that's a systemic thing, Bill. And we know what happened. The automobile companies couldn't sustain those wages and those promises, and neither could Detroit's governments. Now, why am I wrong?
Two reasons. One, wages are fungible. In other words, you can reduce the number of people that the city employs, and they have.
Mostly. But not the promises, Bill. We still have the promises.
That's a different story, and that's the pension issues. And there you have a point. But on the other hand, the average Detroit pension, when you talk about, and I'm talking about the average annual pension earned by a former employee of the city of Detroit, is the princely sum of $18,000.
Yeah.
And, I might add, none of these people qualify for Social Security.
So, folks, Bill Brandt says that Detroit is not a model for many other cities around the country. We'll be tracking this prediction of his and bring it back and see how he does in the future. We're going to talk about some more stuff after these messages. 22, right back with Bill Brandt. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.